The next patient is at Norris Gonzalez. The last name is G-O-N, like in November, Z like in Zulu, A-L like in Lima, E-Z like in Zulu. First name, A-D like in Delta, N-O-R like in Roger, I-S like in Sam. Clinical case of a 58-year-old Hispanic male that has a lengthy history of the diabetes mellitus that has compromised their retina. The patient has severe eyesight impairment and also has a severe diabetic nephropathy with a significant proteinuria. This patient was admitted to a hospital in septic shock. Acute kidney injury was diagnosed. The patient was placed on renal replacement therapy, and he recovered kidney function, and we decided to stop the dialysis because he was maintaining creatinine between 2 and 3 milligrams per cent and able to put a significant amount of urine, period. The clinical course as outpatient was fairly stable. However, we have problems with the blood sugar control. From the nephrology point of view, the serum creatinine is 3.64. The BUN is 29. And the patient continues to have a severe proteinuria. The patient is feeling well. In the last 3 to 4 weeks, the patient has gained 21 pounds of body weight. Whether or not was related to changes in the diabetic medication is a consideration. However, and the patient was encouraged to follow the recommendations of a low-sodium diet, restrict fluid restriction to 40 ounces, take the furosemide on a daily basis, and follow the recommendations regarding the blood pressure medications. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been very difficult to control. The patient has been followed by Ms. Campbell, APRN. She recommended 35 units of the Humulin RU C100, 35 units with every meal. The patient is taking just the R, 35 units, Humulin R, 35 units with every meal. He is not taking the Levemir, 30 units that she recommended. The patient has been taking the glimepiride that has been discontinued. We emphasize the need for him to stop taking the glimepiride and the metformin and continue just with the administration of the insulin as mentioned before. This patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is around 10%. We are going to see if by changing this new prescription, we are going to get a better control. Following number, this patient has arterial hypertension that is under control, under fair control. We've reviewed all the medications today. The blood pressure is 138 over 84. We organize his blood pressure medications, blood sugar medications, lipid medications, and hopefully he will be able to follow the instructions. Following number, hyperlipidemia, and that is on statins. We recommend the continuous follow-up with the primary care. From the nephrology point of view, the patient continues to be with sugar out of control and hypertension, the most likely situation is that because of the persistent nephrotic syndrome, the patient will end up in dialysis. And the patient was explained about that possible situation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup.